What's the old saying? It's the economy stupid? Well, U.S. citizens are still widely concerned about how the economy is performing. And we're also seeing in the polls that Vice President Harris is losing some ground with black voters. For more on this, we're joined live right here in the studio. Why, it keeps saying KCBS Spring Central Newsline. They're right here in the studio. Real people. KCBS insider Phil Metier and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Mr. Mayor, let's start with you. Do you think there is a softening of support among black voters, especially young black men, for Kamala Harris?
No, not really. You know, you got to understand that those young black men have a right to select whom they will support without reference to race or gender. And I don't know why people get all disturbed when they decide they have taste.
Well, wait a minute. I wonder, because shouldn't she be getting the black vote? I mean, let's be realistic about this. And then as a woman, I'm curious about this. I want you to be honest with me with this answer. Are there young men, young black men who are misogynistic?
Well, if they understood what that word meant, probably. But as of now, I would have to tell you that you've got to know, leave young black men with the same option that young white men have, young white women have, old people have, and that is you select the person you think's best qualified, not based upon gender and not based upon ethnicity.
Well, you know, a lot of this poll concern that we're hearing about isn't that Kamala Harris or Democrats aren't doing well among different groups. It's that they're not doing as well as it may be needed to put her over the top. So the question, one of the questions is why is this race, after all this time, so close? All the money that's being spent, everything that's going on, and nothing seems to have changed in weeks.
Well, Phil, it's very simple. People have good taste. And so far, the two campaigns have been simply at each other's throats. They've not been going through the precise process of trying to establish who is the best qualified candidate. They've been to comparative shopping, and that doesn't work anymore.
Well, I'm glad you said it in those words, the best qualified candidate. Is that even a criteria anymore, qualified candidate?
Well, in this series of elections, since 2015, Trump has changed all of that because he was never able to establish qualifications as the basis for accepting him.
You know, you guys are jumping over a whole span of time. You're talking about qualified. When have we ever had a race between a former president who certainly must be qualified because they served 4 years, whether you agreed with them or not, and a vice president that served for 4 years and who's a former senator? Those are, by any historical definition, would be extremely qualified.
Let me tell you, the most qualified person ever to seek that office was Hillary Clinton. Better than her husband, better than Obama, better than Bush, better than all those people. But under no circumstances did people select the best qualified. It ain't the best qualified that gets the gig. The last time the best qualified get the gig is when I ran for mayor.
Oh, God. No matter how the world turns, it always turns around you at the end, right?
But he is dressed well. Gentlemen, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Metier and former Mayor Willie Brown.